reset, proper modulation. Let's go.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Brian Horvath. The way I said that sentence, I'm all three of those people. The boys are back in town. Giannis, after the game yesterday, look, Middleton did not win the skills competition. Connaughton did not win the dunk contest. Team Giannis did not win the All-Star game. He's 0-4 in All-Star games. But the city of Milwaukee, well represented.
I'm really proud of Chris, Pat, Bango.
Bango!
I think we did a great job just representing Milwaukee. In our families also. A few years ago we won 15 games, and now we're one of the best teams in the league, so we just got to keep going. We just got to put our head down, stay humble, and, just keep going. You know, obviously, we enjoy this journey, but we got a long way to go.
He did not mention Melanie Ricks, who's, you know, she's the in-game host, along with our buddy Joe, at the Bucks games. She took over in Chicago and was fantastic.
Yeah, so they had three in-game hosts. The Chicago guy...
He's
that
terrible.
Does all Bulls
brutal.
Games.
Absolutely brutal.
He's not great.
No.
Wait, Roman?
Yeah.
Awful.
Roman got outshone.
Oh,
shined.
He did.
Roman.
He's a radio legend.
They brought Melanie in.
Roman got upstaged.
She stole the show.
They
I
brought
like
a
Roman.
Girl in from the Nets, and then Melanie Rick stole the show.
Don't let our boss hear you guys talking bad about Roman.
Dude, well, I'm just telling you.
She's great, though. She's a star.
Well, here's what
Melanie Rick.
Here's what I think happened. You know, the three were sharing the duties at first, and like Melody was like the third fiddle. And then by the second quarter on, she just kind of took it over. They probably said, Melody, you're hitting it out of the ballpark.
She's doing
the other two, you just go home for the night.
I don't know where the Nets girl went.
No, or the guy. But Melody, she was fantastic.
Yeah, Roman.
She's got no.
Roman was home by 9 o'clock.
Melody Ricks has got no broadcast experience at all. You know, because you would think, okay, is she a former TV anchor, disc jockey, whatever, on-air personality. No, I don't know how they found her, but
she's awesome.
She is fantastic.
She's good.
I've said this before. I said, man, she's awesome.
Rixie.
Didn't she do the game last year, too? Didn't they have her out there for part of the entertainment?
Yeah.
She's been all over the place.
Oh,
she'll be gone soon.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, I hope she does. For our sake, she does a good job.
Well, that person is great. They'll leave.
Yeah.
414-799-1250. Billy and Brown Deer, what's up, B?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
Hey. Oh, my man, Billy, what's up?
You know how you know that Middleton and Giannis didn't have a good game?
Why?
Because you guys start talking about Melanie Ricks for about 5 minutes. What are y'all talking about Melanie Ricks?
Gay, if you would have been there, you'd be doing the whole show on Melanie Ricks.
Oh, man, she's
she destroyed
I saw her, too. I said, oh, that's the old girl from the game.
Giannis needed to mention her. You mentioned Bango, but not Melanie.
Hey, but that's my point, though. I called earlier. I wanted to say something slick about the baseball stuff, but I wanted to hold it off of this. And I'm a Bucks fan. You got to know this. I love the Bucks, man.
We know.
I love it, y'all. But listen up, man. Y'all were there, so I want to say, how do you feel being ballers like that at one of the best All-Star games ever?
You mean ballers like what?
Ballers, you were at the All-Star game. That's a big deal.
Oh, but we've been. I mean, I've been.
No, this was my first All-Star game. I'm not as jaded as Freems here.
No, I mean, it was.
Who's going to every big ticket event in the world?
Well, get me in.
Still humble.
I didn't mean to come across that.
Let me get to it, though.
I didn't mean to come across that
game. That you not impressed by. Giannis, in the last few minutes, I want to say what that reminded me of this. You guys remember the Raptors series, right?
Right.
And you remember when he got stopped and he needed some help?
Yeah.
And he couldn't do the one-on-one move. Last night, that was the same exact thing. He got the ball in the corner. He tried to do the same move. It didn't work, and he passed it off. And I said to myself, that's not a problem. That's not his fault. He's 7 feet tall trying to take it in at the three-point line. But you saw what happened, right?
He got his points last night.
Moves got past him, and he won the game. So what I'm saying is this right now. The Bucks, yo, stop all this happy. We the best. No, we're not. No, we're not. When it comes down to it, we need more scorers or to be able to score with just having the ball in your hand. Middleton went 2-for-7. He's okay with that. Come on, Middleton. Stop playing.
Man, really, you're looking at the All-Star game and judging Giannis on the All-Star game?
I'm judging basketball. No, no, no. I'll tell you this, Chuck, a good question. I'm not judging his whole entire game.
He didn't miss two free throws. I wasn't happy with that.
I'm not judging his whole game. What I'm judging is his ability to score. Like Jordan, you got Kobe, you got Kawhi, you got LeBron, you got players who can score with one dribble. I'm going to the right, going to the left, I'm going to spin, pump fake, I'm getting to the rack. It doesn't matter what you do, I'm getting there, right? Giannis can ball out. This is not a diss on Giannis' call at all. I love Giannis. Giannis, please stay. If you're listening, you look good in all your Instagram shots. I love you, Giannis. Don't leave. What I'm saying is this. The rest of the team, when Giannis gets stopped and has to pivot and pass,
yeah,
I need to see somebody else who's going to actually score. He will get stopped.
But nobody can score against that defense in the fourth quarter that the LeBron's team had. Those are five strong defenders they had out there, except for Harden.
The Lakers, though, that's what we're going to see in the finals. That you're exactly right. Those were five strong defenders. Those were the five strong Raptors.
Billy, you know what I'm sick and tired of?
What's up, baby?
I'm sick and tired of you and I not being friends in real life.
Bert, you got my Instagram page.
I didn't know that.
Bart, you know you, my man. Hit me up. I'm going to hit you up today on a DM.
Hit me up.
We're going to holler at you, boy.
What are the three of us going to get some beers? Where would we go?
Yeah, well, I'm not drinking.
Us two guys, Billy and Tim. Tim and Fredonia.
This is how you know I'm a listener. We go to the, what's that? The Walker Shaw One Club.
Oh, Q Club. Q Club?
Q Club. You go to the Q Club with all the TVs and other things you need.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. You listen to this. You listen to me when I do these things, okay?
Bocce ball with Billy.
Hey, a little bocce ball. You can throw some darts.
Real fast. Can I say something real fast, though?
Yeah.
One sec. I had to say it. If we don't got to give up the victories when we had Ryan Braun juicing, then Houston shouldn't have to give up their victories, though.
Well, that's just right. Barry Bonds is not giving up his home run title. So
I know we get. I guess cheating's okay in baseball. That's why we like football and basketball.
That's
guys.
What Rob Manfred seems to think. Billy, thank you, buddy.
Love y'all. Keep it up.
Love you too.
You know, there's been guys who were cheating in the NFL who didn't get heavily fined as much as they did. You know, baseball. Pete Rose getting a lifetime ban. I think that was, they went way overboard on that. They sent a message to everybody that you can't gamble in sports.
What message did Rob Manfred send?
Nothing.
No, he said.
No, they got
you
weaker.
Can cheat.
Yeah, you can cheat.
Just know that if you cheat, people are gonna make you feel bad about it.
Gamble on your team. Okay, you're never going to be able to see another stadium in your life.
Yeah.
But, man, you wear a
inject
buzzer.
Inject something into your body, you're not getting in the Hall of Fame.
No.
But if you wear a buzzer and if you hit a trash can and you cheat your way to a World Series.
That's good.
Someone one day is going to say, you shouldn't have done that, and you're going to have to live with that pain.
Yeah. No, you know, Paul Hornung, who played for the Packers, 1963. He was suspended for 1 year for gambling on the NFL.
Jordan was suspended for two.
Well, that's the speculation.
Oh.
That's the rumor. That's the, you know, that's been going on for years. But, you know, again, a guy gets a guy gambles in the NFL, you get a year suspension, okay? But in baseball, you get a lifetime ban. But now baseball says if you cheat, okay, you're gonna be good with it. We won't even suspend you. We're not gonna take any paychecks from you. We're just gonna have you apologize. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. This commissioner is gonna get walked on if he continues to do that.
Look, I don't know any other way to say it. Rob Manfred sucks. I mean, he sucks.
Well, the players don't respect him.
You got all the players all over the sport are either tweeting or doing interviews about how terrible the situation is, how lame the Astros are, how much Rob Manfred sucks. He doesn't care.
And you would think, even coming after the commissioner and calling him names, that should get you fined or suspended. But these guys just go on, continue to criticize the commissioner's office, and he's not doing anything about it.
Zach Davies, my favorite Padres pitcher, tweeted yesterday, so you cheat, but we don't get to talk about it or have an opinion. Got it. Also, this still is a team sport. Just because someone doesn't partake in the cheating doesn't mean they didn't benefit from it. So all these other Astros that are like, well, I didn't do it. Well, you still, I mean, you benefited from it. You still,
you knew it was going on. It's not like anyone didn't know it was going on. And now you hear all these guys, I should have said something. I should. Mm-hmm. You know why you didn't. It was working. You were winning.
But AJ Hinch, he lost his job. He lost his job because of it. And for Hinch not to stop it and to let it go, that was wrong. He should never manage again. I mean, that guy should get a lifetime ban. If Pete Rose get a lifetime ban, Hinch, who let this thing go for, you know, God knows how long they were cheating. You know, now there's some rumblings that maybe they might have cheated in 2019 too. So, I mean, they just never learned their lesson. They continue to cheat. Hinch should be banned from the game. But yet he's probably going to be able, I mean, nobody's going to hire the guy, but if he wanted to manage, they'd certainly let him.
Oh, by the way, Zach Davies' DMs are open.
Yeah.
So when he got traded, I sent him a note. I said, I always enjoyed covering you. I always thought I had a nice little rapport with Zach. I didn't really have a good rapport with anybody in that clubhouse, but I thought I had a nice. He never responded.
No.
Well,
I should have did that with Travis Shaw, because when I did On Deck, he'd be the only guy I would talk to. Him and Keston Hara twice. But I'd be like, nah, can't. Nobody's here today. I'll just go talk to Travis Shaw.
Yeah, Travis Shaw.
Travis, you got a couple minutes? I guess. You know? Yeah. Hey, when are you going to start hitting, pal?
No, he has. So, you like playing against the Cubs?
Tell you what. Normally, I don't feel bad for millionaires.
Yeah, I'm Deck Show. Coming back.
I don't feel bad for millionaires, but how could you not feel bad for Josh Hader this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah,
We'll talk about that.
We'll get
into it. Josh Hader got screwed. We'll talk about
baseball being a...
He got screwed.
Flawed system.
He Hader got screwed Hader. Baked out. Yep, no. Hader, gosh, I was disappointed to
Coming
see that.
Coming up on Chuck and Winkler, Josh Hader screwed. Also, the XFL, yeah. A rough weekend.
Hader, man, the guy's busting his ass game in, game out for the team, and they wouldn't even give in to him.
We will talk about that, or we're talking about it right now?
Oh, we can get to talk to it later on.
All right.
Whatevs.
I want to talk about Perkins right now, if I may.
Cool.
Go ahead.
After we go to the one club in Waukesha or whatever Billy called it, we can hit some Perkins
the
for some
Q
pie.
Club of Wisconsin.
We've got the burgers, fries, and a slice of pie combo. So you can get a burger with fries and then a slice of pie for just $9.99. Some of the burgers are as follows. The barbecue Tangler burger, the teriyaki pineapple and bacon burger. I have the menu in my hand, Chuck. Only you and Horvath can see. But yeah. Look at these burgers.
Delicious. The pie looks great. The lemon meringue, is that there?
Oh, yeah. The jalapeno popper burger, the classic cheeseburger. Oh, the breakfast burger. You get burgers, fries, even a patty melt you can get. The burgers, fries, and a slice of pie all for $9.99 at Perkins. You get that combo, burgers, fries, slice of pie. You get the meal, the side, the dessert, all in one for just $9.99. And if you go today on a Monday after 11 o'clock, it's a Pie Society Monday. So you get a free slice of pie after 11 with any meal. So you could double your pie. Double your pie.
Nothing wrong with doubling two pies in one day.
Double your pie.
Yeah. I'd go for the regular old cheeseburger with minus the cheese. How about that?
Would you double your pie?
Oh, yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Two slices are better than one.
Josh Hader got screwed. Next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath. Josh Hader got screwed. We'll have that in a minute. Adam McKelvey to join us. Brewers.com, MLB.com, 9 o'clock. Chuck and I, on a few hours sleep. We were at the All-Star game last night in Chicago. So our media seats were very high. So when, like, Kanye and Kim were shown and stuff, we saw them on the Jumbotron. And, you know, when Chance the Rapper's out there and Common and the players on the court, we see them. It's from a distance. Who was the biggest celebrity that you saw within, like, 10 feet of you? Was it Adrian Wojnarowski? Non-basketball player.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You gonna give me multiple choice here?
I'm just trying to think of other people that I saw there yesterday.
Saw a woman. I took a picture of a woman who was sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
Who had a dress on but didn't have any straps in the back, so it looked like she was naked.
Yeah, that was just a rich person.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, yeah.
Welcome to Chicago.
She shouldn't have been wearing that type of dress anyway. I mean, not that she's
You took a picture of her, huh?
Yeah, because I yeah, just it was different because she looks like she's got no clothes on. But I don't know how that dress stays on in the front that way, but I've never seen something like that before. I thought I'd seen it all until I saw that last night. But back to the question, I think the most famous person I saw last night, probably Les Grobstein. How about that?
Spike Lee was there. Did you guys see Spike?
Didn't see Spike in person.
He was there.
Did you see any of the Tic Tac girls?
Riding in Miss Tokyo, just like a window. I'm here.
I hate these kids.
That bass is dropping hard.
Yeah.
So like when you get subs in your car when you're 17 years old. And
who are
like,
these people?
These girls, these three girls, I have no idea. Somebody was like, man, the one in the middle is hot. And I said, dude, she is 16 years old.
Yeah, they're none of them are 18.
no, not even. I'm pretty sure they're in eighth grade. They are annoying as all hell, though.
They just dance.
I know they're kids, but I'm so my kid. Once your kids get to a certain age, they start watching these YouTube videos. So there's this kid out there. I've talked about him. His name's Ryan. It's like Ryan's Toy House. He's a millionaire now. Mm-hmm. And him and his family, they are the most annoying family on the planet. All they do is like play with toys. And they always make you look like a scumbag as a dad because they're always like building experiments on a Saturday morning while I'm sweating out Rutgers over. But then my kid, all of a sudden, these new videos he's been watching are these TikTok things. So my kid, who's 6 years old, is like, Daddy, have you seen TikTok? And this is when this all came to light for me. And I watch, and there's like these three little girls. Patrick Mahomes, his brother's a big TikToker. So he does these TikTok videos, and it's funny because he's identical. He looks just like Patrick Mahomes. He's like 6'5", but he doesn't have like an athletic skill in his body. He's more into making.
I saw a funny one with a guy dancing with a duck this weekend.
Well, his brother was doing the TikTok video with these three girls, and I was like, who the hell are these people? And I guess they're like millionaires now just from these stupid dance videos. Giannis did one with them.
And they just joined last summer.
Jokic did one
and
with them.
And they got 30 million followers.
They're so cringeworthy.
Anyway, the biggest celebrity I saw close was when I was trying to go to talk to Chris Middleton after the game. I saw Queen Latifah up close.
Okay, I saw her on the scoreboard. That was about
I saw her right there.
Did you? Okay.
And I said, Queen!
Was she by herself?
No, she's with her friends.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon?
And she looked at me and she goes, yo, you're sweaty as hell.
She did, huh?
No.
Oh.
But I was, if you missed it earlier, I talked about how I was very sweaty last night.
I saw Attorney Gruber. Does that count? He's a local celebrity.
He was there?
Thought I saw him.
J. Cole was there. I would have had to mark out if I saw J. Cole. He's my favorite rapper right now.
Yeah, I saw him on the screen. Didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
I thought it was a takeoff of J. Lo, but he's J. Cole.
He's the man.
I was close to 2 Chainz for a while.
2 Chainz! True. I saw Spike Lee. Well, I didn't see. I'm the television. Kim Kardashian. I would have had to get close to Kim. I saw they put her and Kanye in the kiss cam. Kanye wouldn't even kiss her.
He didn't?
I don't think they're really married in real life, but I'll just leave it at that.
I don't remember the kiss cam last night.
I don't believe in Hollywood marriages.
Yeah.
It's all for show.
You know, the one thing about it, I thought the pregame was great. Jennifer Hudson, the tribute to Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson getting out there.
Shaka Khan.
You know, Shaka, you know, she tore up the national anthem.
Literally.
Yeah. But the only thing I couldn't relate to was really the halftime show. And that's the only thing. And if they're marketing a younger audience, obviously, but if they're trying to get, you know, guys my age to pull in for the halftime show, I don't think anybody my age.
Well, you guys had your run of Super Bowl halftime shows for the last decade.
Now you're getting even.
What are you going to do? You're going to have the Stones out there again?
No. But I get it. You can't. You're going to miss one group or the other when you schedule a halftime. When you have halftime entertainment, you're either the people like my age.
You
want to
see the TikTok girls out there swinging their hips?
No. But I just like the halftime show, you know, because one time I was like, I turned to you like, geez, you know, and you laughed. And I'm like, well, I just can't relate to this music. But I get it, though. But that's today's, you know, if I was 31, I probably would be all into it, or younger than that. I would probably be into it, but I just wasn't.
I thought Michael Jordan would get more shout out last night. I mean, he did in the beginning, kind of. But I mean, today's his 57th birthday.
Well, I don't know if he was there.
Well, hell no, he ain't there.
You would think he would be there. Scottie Pippen was.
Scottie Pippen lives there. He's got nothing else better to do, and he's trying to avoid his wife because she's a nutbag.
He's broadcasting,
she's
though.
Really hot, but she's nuts.
I like him on the NBA. But
Allen Iverson was there?
The answer, he got a big pop.
Yeah, he was wearing Lakers Kobe and then Kobe. A Lakers hat.
Jordan was at the poker table. You know damn well he was gambling somewhere last night.
He might have been.
AI's been all around lately. I thought the coolest part was just like that intro, the video though, was seeing the reactions from the guys. I don't know when they did the special on Dwayne Wade being from Chicago. He was in tears. I thought it was just a cool event. Really well done. The NBA gets it right.
NBA, if they do something just like the NFL, they are going to get it right, and they're going to put time into it, and they're going to, you know, it's not going to look foolish.
Baseball should take notes. Like last night, even if you don't like 2 Chainz and Chance the Rapper frames, like the NBA gets it right, and they market this stuff the right way. Whereas in baseball, maybe they should look at trying to get younger.
Did you see?
They do have to get younger.
On the Jumbotron, there was a point during a break at the All-Star game last night where they had a message that said, like, stay strong, Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
For the coronavirus?
No, they didn't.
They did.
During the All-Star game.
Yeah, it was like an NBA logo, and it said, stay strong, and it also said that in Chinese.
Weird.
And I swear to you,
kind of.
As soon as they showed that, they showed a crowd shot of like 5 Chinese fans.
No.
And then the guy with the camera must have got yelled at, because he like quickly moved up to like... God. The whitest people he could find.
Only you would notice that.
Well, come on.
No, I didn't. I didn't check it out. I didn't see that part of it. But
we'll talk about Josh Hader getting screwed in a moment, because he wanted to be paid some money, and the Brewers said no, and the Brewers won.
That generally just angered me. Usually, these arbitration cases, and Suter settled his. He got a 2-year contract, so he didn't even go to arbitration, but. These arbitration cases, you know, I think baseball players are overpaid. But Josh Hader, I'm not happy about that. And the Brewers shouldn't be happy about it. That's embarrassing.
We'll talk about that coming up. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries on the Fan.
Well, maybe this weekend didn't go as planned. We're talking about planned in the bedroom, man. Maybe you weren't able to get going a little bit with your lady, and maybe that's why she's so unhappy these days. BlueChew.com.
How was the hotel accommodations for the Blue Chew?
Perfect. Don't know. Late nights. Active ingredients. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about everybody else. Blue Chew, the chewables, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com, here's what it is. You go online, you'll talk with an affiliated physician. They'll find the right dosage and active ingredient for that is best for you. They'll ask you some questions. You give them some answers. And if all is good to go, you'll be ready to go in a matter of days with Blue Chew. .com. It takes only a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physicians, and then you'll get prescribed quickly online, so you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have any of those awkward conversations. You have to go to the pharmacy. Lord knows how long that takes. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed by doctors right here in the United States, made right here in the USA. Now, here's the best part about this whole deal. The great deal is your first order is free. Yep, free. Who doesn't like free? First order is free. If you always speculate and say, hey, you know, do I need something to help me get going a little bit? This is the way to go. These chewables can help you going out with the Cialis and the Viagra in them. BlueChew.com, your first order free. Use the promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that is it. BlueChew, spelled like the color blue. BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Guys, BlueChew gives you confidence to bet every time. You and your partner will do it. Chew it and do it with BlueChew. Again, first order free, promo code Chuck. That's BlueChew.com. $5 in shipping. That's nothing to turn your sex life around. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, Team LeBron came back to defeat Team Giannis for the second straight year, 157-155 on Sunday night in the NBA All-Star Game. Kawhi Leonard took home the MVP honors. Giannis scored 25 points, grabbed 11 rebounds in the loss. Chris Middleton played 23 minutes, scored 5 points on 2-of-7 shooting. After the game, Giannis said the All-Star game had playoff-type intensity.
He had a little bit of playoff intensity out there, so I loved it. I hope they can keep the same format for a lot of years. I think people had fun, we had fun, so that's what it's all about.
Bucks returned to action on Thursday night after the NBA All-Star break. They traveled to Detroit to take on the Pistons. We'll have post-game coverage to follow on the Fan. Brewers news, reliever Brent Suter and the Brewers agreed to terms on a 2-year contract on Sunday, about 24 hours before the sides were scheduled to go to an arbitration hearing. Golf, Adam Scott won the 2020 Genesis Invitational on Sunday with a final round 1-under-70, finishes at 11-under for the tournament. NASCAR, the Daytona 500, has been postponed by rain for the first time since 2012. The race was postponed after 2 delays yesterday
totaling more than 3 hours, will resume and pick up today at 3 p.m., broadcasted live on Fox. College hoops, Marquette and Wisconsin both with the night off. Marquette will return to action tomorrow night. They host Creighton at 7:30 p.m. Badgers also home tomorrow night on Tuesday. They take on Purdue. That's a 6 p.m. tip-off. Admirals back on the ice today. Early start time, a 2 p.m. puck drop. They'll take on Manitoba on the road. They fell to the Moose 1-0 earlier this weekend, so a revenge game for the ads. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1057FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite The Fan today. Brent Suter, he agreed to terms on a two-year deal on Sunday. Josh Hader, however, screwed by the Brewers. We're talking about it with you next on Chuck and Winkler.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. So, baseball's got this thing called arbitration where guys get raises based on performance. They submit a figure of what they think they should be making. The team submits a figure, and either the team and the player agree to it, or they go to an arbitration hearing in which they basically have to state their case why they think they deserve money, while the team they work for currently describes why they don't deserve that money. And Josh Hader wanted, was it $6.4 million?
Yeah. Why don't we just say roughly $6 million, and he wanted roughly $6 million. The Brewers felt roughly only $4 million. And somebody's going to look at that and say, well, it's still $4 million. But by baseball terms, neither salary is quite clear enough what he brings to the table. What he's been to the Brewers, $6 million is nothing for a guy like that.
Even if that's the case, then you think, well, okay, it goes to arbitration. The guy says, all right, split on five. That would make sense. But no, the arbitrator sides with the side, and he sided with the Brewers. And so Hader makes the $4.1 million, and it comes down to saves. Based on the arbitration meeting, Josh Hader didn't get enough saves, even though he's not used in a way where he gets a lot of saves. We all know the value of Josh Hader to this team and to the bullpen, but the Brewers, I don't know if this, I mean, if you're gonna cut money, that's one thing. If you're going to just not pay the guys.
Nickel and diamond.
That's what it feels like. Josh Hader did talk about it for a couple minutes after the hearing went down. This is via Adam McKelvey's Twitter account. It's actually via Todd Rosiak's. I'll credit Todd. I first thought it was from Tom, so I went to credit Adam. But I like Todd.
I mean, the obvious thing that changes, but does it change anything mentally or the way you prepare yourself?
No, I mean, I'm going out there to compete each and every day. One of the things is really just we're in a unique position the way we're used as relievers nowadays. I think that we need to be I think the system's just outdated on how we're used. We're mostly being used for, lineups, not innings. There's not guys that are set for 7, 8, 9. It's, 2, 3, 4, or whatever it is in the lineup. So I think that's, one of the biggest things. But, when it comes down to playing the game, I'm out there to compete, to win ball games.
You had mentioned saves being part of the discussions also. I think that was last month when you spoke about that. How frustrating is that when that's kind of like an outdated sort of approach to gauging somebody's value?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's outdated. We were at that point one time in baseball, but like I said, we're going to a new part of baseball where guys are pitching in situations that could come in the fourth inning, and you're facing the middle of the lineup to get maybe out of a jam or whatnot, whatever that case may be. It's not 7, 8, 9. So it's a little untraditional, but that's just the way Arb is right now.
And it's a bad look for the Brewers team, I think. And Craig Counsell spoke on this and said he doesn't like the process. Now, we'll talk to David Stearns this week. David Stearns, I don't know if he knows what he's walking into with me, but I'll be polite.
That's good. I hope you're tough on him because you've been tough on him on the air.
I'll be polite.
But
we'll ask Stearns about this too.
This is not right. To judge Hader on saves, the arbitrator, just look at watch his whole season. Now, for an arbitrator, $2 million is a lot of money, but that's the arbitrator not only knowing all the facts about what a closer does today, because the Brewers don't use their closer in a traditional way. You know, Hader may have to get big outs in the sixth and seventh innings or the eighth inning. You know, he's going to – the council uses him where big outs need to be had, and he's been great in that area. Sure, did he blow up against Washington in the postseason last year and walk people? Okay. I'm going to cut him some slack because Hader has saved their ass, that starting rotation, other guys in that bullpen who couldn't get it done. Hader has saved them. He has come in bases loaded situations, nobody out, and has struck out the side in games. He has saved them. He has pulled and dragged teams into the postseason. Josh Hader, yeah, $6 million, he's worth $15 million. Are you kidding me? You know, this is part of the salary. You know, the fact that you're under arbitration for the first, you know, these 6 years, and then you become a free agent, that's what's wrong with the baseball system. Plus the salary cap, they need to get a salary cap. But Josh Hader, man, $6 million. Hader was already upset because the Brewers did not give him a contract extension. You could tell he's got a chip on his shoulder because the Brewers haven't given. Now, you think he's going to want to stay around after he's completed his arbitration years? You think he's going to want to stick around?
Well, I don't think the Brewers plan to have him stick around.
Well, I don't think so either.
I think they're using him until he's done.
And you know what? They're clearly going to do that this year. They're going to use him until his arm falls off. That's what they're going to do.
They've overused him. He is young, controllable talent.
They have no intention
to sign him to a long-term deal.
Yep.
And they are screwing him based on how the system is set up. Let's go to John, 799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to share a couple comments about this, and then I have an honest question for you. When I saw what they were fighting over, it took my breath away. I was dumbfounded. This is far and away the second best player on this baseball team, and you're fighting over a couple million dollars. So what? You can get another Jed Jerko? Is this the plan? You're going to make war with the second best player on your baseball team over a pittance when we're out there spending $14 a beer? I love my Brewers, and every time I get on here, I'm complaining, but it's coming from a place of love. It's because I care, because I see my team going down a road that I cannot square what is going on, and that brings me to my question for you gentlemen. Is there a possibility that this team is deliberately tanking this year so they can find a way to spin off Yelich because they don't want to make the financial commitment to him? Because obviously if you make that commitment and something goes wrong, this team is crippled is this all a business plan? Is that what this is? Because that would make sense to me.
Well, the business plan, then, if you don't have any stars and you're going to get rid of Yelich and Hader's not part of your plans, and then you're not going to win. So you're taking advantage of the fan. You're just assuming the fans are going to come out there if you're winning 75 games a year again.
Well, this is what we'll talk to David Stearns about, is this perceived, and this is what I perceive, it seems like they're taking a step back. I mean, you get to the NLCS, Game 7, you bring in a couple more guys, you know, some reinforcements. You do get back to the playoffs, just the wild card game. You've got an MVP who almost won an MVP despite missing nearly a month last year again. Could have been a two-timer. You get to this point, and then it does seem like they scaled back a little bit, and just this news with Hader, none of it really sits well. So that's a good question, and that's one that we'll try to figure out the answer to, because it does seem like the Brewers went two steps forward and then took one step back.
Well, what the Brewers do with Hader is they...
I was going to do the rest of Paul Abdul.
I was coming in with it too, but then...
You mean opposites attract?
It's a natural fact.
It was a great video.
She's hot. Still is.
Laker girl.
Still is.
But
cartoon
with Hader,
cat ain't too bad himself.
Hell
dog.
Yeah.
But Hader, man, you know what they ask of him, and...
What's the hottest cartoon?
The one from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That chick was smoking.
Chuck, who's the hottest cartoon? Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Like Lois from Family Guy is kind of hot, too.
Olive oil wasn't bad. She was thin, at least.
I liked her when she was a little thicker.
Yeah.
What about Wilma?
Wilma?
She can get it.
Yeah, what was... Well, I thought Barney's wife was hotter, though.
Betty?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was Betty doing with a schlub like Barney?
I thought Betty was... Well, Barney was kind of overachieving there.
And Barney's so stupid.
Yeah.
And Fred's an ass.
Yeah. He is. And he's got big old feet.
He does.
What are those ladies doing? What? Fred can barely even keep his job.
I mean, well, look at, like, there wasn't a lot of competition. Although, if you watch the movies, who's the bad guy in it? Alec Baldwin, probably. I don't remember. Wasn't he trying to, he had Halle Berry. Man, there was a lot of smoking hot chicks walking around Bedrock when you think about it.
I mean, if I was Wilma, I would have rather been with a pterodactyl than
Wilma,
Fred.
Halle Berry, yeah.
Anyway.
Man.
What about the sports?
I don't care. Josh Hader got screwed. Brewers overuse him. What about sports? And, you know, they ask a lot of him. Hader, his incentive to go out there and pitch now is to get, obviously, a free agent contract someday. But, you know, he put his arm on the line, man. The amount of times they use him and pitching multiple innings. So
exactly.
That sucks to see him not get rewarded like that because I like Josh.
That's why they're not paying him, though. They're just going to, especially this year, you know it. You know they're just going to just throw him into the ground. They're going to roll him into the ground.
I mean, and, you know, he's never asked not to pitch because he's always ready to pitch.
What's Knebel looking like right now? Do we even know yet? I mean, I know we'll talk with Adam coming up here shortly and we're going to talk with David Stearns, but I just – that's what bothers me about this and some of these owners and just the way that the system works is you're just going to throw him, what, 355 innings this year and then he's going to get no money out of it. He'll be a Yankee in 2-3 years anyway.
Yeah, but will he be any good?
Yeah.
Brewers are going to burn him up.
Yeah, will they exhaust his arm?
414-799-1250. It was so good 2 weeks ago. And this week it kind of sucked. And it pains me to say that. It's Chuck and Winkler next on The Fan.
This team need to do on offense to get something going here?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
Okay, what do you need to change about the game plan? What are you frustrated about?
There's just a lot going on right out now. It's embarrassing for us here as an offense, so a lot of things we want to fix and correct.
Thanks.
Wow. So Matt McGloin had himself a day. Matt McGloin, Landry Jones. Remember those guys that you barely heard of 3 years ago? As third stringers in the XFL, or the NFL, rather. Well, they're the stars of the XFL. Now, Cardale Jones looks good at quarterback.
Heard P.J. Walker had a pretty good weekend.
P.J. Walker's looking very good at quarterback for Houston. Everybody else kind of struggling a little bit. Now, I watched the two games on Saturday of the XFL, and you guys know I'm a lifelong D.C. Defenders fan. And they actually look good. Their defense looks good. Cardale Jones should be in the NFL. He looks like he's got it figured out. So we are 2-0 now. Then saw some of the Seattle-Tampa Bay game at night, which sort of like started slow and then got good. And I think that's also what happened yesterday on the way down to Chicago, where Chuck and I went to the All-Star game yesterday.
Well, let me tell you something. Saturday afternoon. I was in this restaurant.
Well, that was a comma. I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Okay.
He thought it was a declarative statement.
Thought you were done.
I know. No, I was just.
Okay.
Commaing. So I was listening to the game on the radio, whatever the 2 o'clock game was. I was listening to the game on the radio.
The XFL was on the radio?
Yeah.
He sent me a picture of this.
Yeah.
Okay. It was Dallas and LA, right?
Think so.
That's
yeah.
a ratings disaster right there.
It was, us that work in terrestrial radio are not supposed to admit we have satellite.
Oh, that's where you heard it. Okay.
But yeah. We all listen to Stern, so we do.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Fire me. I don't care.
It was bad. And then I guess the game got really good and Horvat watched it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Because you tweeted XFL sucks week two,
yeah.
But then you put the Undertaker gif.
Yeah, then it was back because, well, I won both games. I covered on both spreads. So I'm like 5-0 betting XFL, which is awesome. But also, I mean, nobody was scoring any points. I was like, man, the XFL, it's a cool concept. I like some of the ideas, but nobody could get in the end zone. Nobody's scoring any points. It's tough to watch. I like a defensive battle in the NFL. Like 2 years ago, the Super Bowl, as bad as it stunk, I like watching Aaron
Donald.
But
these aren't defensive battles.
These are just guys can't score. Guys can't complete, you know, 5-yard passes. Like Landry Jones, friend of station. He's appeared on Faith in the Zone with Mike McGivern. He was on one of those episodes. Seems like a really good dude, but he is a terrible quarterback.
He is no good. I understand why he didn't make it in the NFL. He can't complete a simple 15-yard pass. Now, he got a little bit better in the second half. He chugged a beer in the locker room after the game. Seems like a cool dude, but, I mean, there's a reason. Somebody tweeted at me, and they said there's 15 guys on the planet that could play quarterback well, and they're all in the NFL. Great point right there. The quarterback play, not great. Cardale Jones looks pretty good. But the thing about the XFL is I just have to stop looking at it like, I don't know, for like the quality of play. I just have to take it for what it is.
Take it for what it is.
Something to gamble on.
That's what I've always said.
It's football in the off season, but the product, it's not great.
Yeah, I got up Saturday morning, and I didn't even think of the XFL.
Oh,
so I went to this family get-together down in Illinois before the All-Star weekend and walked into this place. They had football on the TV screen, one of the TV screens there. And my first thing was, are they replaying an old game up there?
Oh, man.
I did. I thought that. I looked at it. I thought,
man. That was the D.C. game, too. That's
it was
team.
From far away. It was a team in red. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, is that
D.C.
Is that the Buccaneers? Red. Is that some retro game with the Buccaneers?
No, it's my D.C.
Like,
defenders.
Oh, wait, that's right. It's the XFL. So they had the XFL on. I was going, you know, so I thought, oh, that's right, the XFL. Bart will be happy. But then, you know, reading the reviews on Sunday morning, it sounds like the attendance figures took a little bit of a dip in most places.
Yeah, they're going to have to. You know what they should do is give
away. It's good for them that week two wasn't week one.
Oh, it'd be over already. Nobody would be tuning in next week. And so the thing was, is I think the under was like 5-1 or something like that. These games were all just going under. So then as they continue to bring this up, then in the second half of the first game, things pick up a little bit. We get some points. And then in the second game, I mean, the final score was 28-24. Seattle had a backdoor cover. So Houston wins that game. But, I mean, it picked up a little bit in the second half when you had some points scored. But that's my problem with it. Like Bart said, these aren't defensive battles. It's just really bad offense.
No, go ahead. No, I just I just think they'll, you know, the league needed to take a step forward this week, and they didn't
instead
do it.
Instead of saying go ahead, let's just both keep talking until one quits.
Well, we do that.
I hate the go ahead thing.
No.
You know you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you're sitting around talking to a bunch of people and you two guys talk, you say you do the same thing. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you. No.
No,
okay.
You just keep
and then
talking.
You talk
don't you feel
I have a night in the Roxbury over here.
I find that when I'm in situations in real life.
Yeah.
Whoever talks loudest gets to keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. My grandpa taught me that at an early age, actually.
And I feel like whenever I'm in real life, like, I don't know how I'm afforded. Like, sometimes I talk and, you know, if I'm talking in real life, I feel like people always just want me to shut up as quick as possible.
Well, they can't tell you that here because they can't.
But
they have
here,
no feedback.
I can make a point. I can draw out an argument. I can, you know, I can like present a case, but in real life, it's like I want to tell someone about, you know, this crazy situation I was in, and if I don't get the story out in 15 seconds, I'm chopped meat, I'm chopped liver.
In person or on the air?
In person.
Oh,
well, maybe that's because where we work in a radio station, everyone's like in the hallway auditioning to be on some. Who knows? These people are so weird here.
What's going on today?
Because nobody's ever off the air in this stupid place. Everyone's always putting on a show here. You can never have a calm moment on the office at a radio station. Everyone's always putting on a show.
Everybody's telling jokes and all that. Yeah.
It's always some sort of show and Snapchat and TikTok. What I wanted to say was
TikTok.
I don't know. What I wanted to say was about the XFL.
Yeah.
Look, we all think it's cool that you have betting lines on your screen. But these announcers do need to relax. Like, I heard Joey Galloway at the end of a game.
Yeah.
Say, oh, you know, I'm so glad I had the under in this one.
Yep.
You did not bet on it.
Yeah.
Joey.
Right. Or
maybe you bet $5.
But you know what? Maybe that's a directive from Vince, though.
Oh, it is. You can
maybe
tell.
Maybe Vince wants them to talk about the gambling. Maybe that's just what he wants. Because he's probably talking in their
ad. Which does Vince. I don't know if Vince has.
I don't think it's Vince.
The same pull that he had in the old
XFL. It's
XFL.
His money. He better
but
have
these,
pull.
He's got these networks giving him free coverage.
Yeah, but he is, you know, it's
they're
his
gonna
money.
Announce it however they want.
Yeah, but but the same thing back in 2001, he would be talking to these guys in their headsets.
He's not doing that this time around.
Oh, I don't know.
There's no way.
Vince has got his.
You think he's in Steve Levy's headset?
If Vince,
there ain't no way.
He's doing it the Mad Vasgersian.
20 years ago,
but
in different format.
But if Vince is putting his money out on something. If he's telling you this is what he wants done, if he's putting his money out, he's got an input on it.
Honey, please.
What?
I don't. It's probably John Laurinaitis that he's got doing it.
Oh, yeah. I love John. You know, John. I wish John would have stuck around a little longer. I liked him when he was like the commissioner.
Oh Jonathan God, was. That was the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, I thought he was good.
I couldn't stand him. He wasn't a very good actor. I liked his beef with CM Punk though. Yeah. I don't know. They're forcing it too much.
Hey, and if you have the over, no. You only need 8 touchdowns and it'll
those
hit.
Of you with the under are seeming pretty happy. We get it.
Makes me even more mad.
People that are betting on the XFL.
For some reason, I keep taking the over in these games, too.
The XFL exists because of gambling, okay? Gambling was not existed or invented by the XFL. Yeah, they got to figure that out. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. Adam McKelvey from spring training to join us next. We'll talk to him all season long again throughout the year. We start that coming up next. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.